This is KUT. In a matter of weeks, the U.S. Senate could be voting on the Republican plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. On Wednesday, about 20 healthcare advocacy groups here in Texas sent a letter to Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz, raising concerns about the plan. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, they warned them about very serious cuts to Medicaid rolled into the U.S. House version of the Obamacare repeal.
I should start by saying advocates are warning about something they aren't 100% sure is in the bill senators could be voting on. That's because few people outside of a small working group made up of 13 male senators really knows what's in this bill. Patrick Brissett with the Children's Defense Fund of Texas says it's been one of the most baffling parts of this whole process.
It's astonishing that a small group of Republican senators, including our two senators, is working in secret on a bill that will impact millions of Americans and millions of Texans in particular.
Brissett and others are worried about something in the House bill, also known as the American Health Care Act, that might carry over to the Senate repeal bill. It's called Medicaid per capita caps. For simplicity's sake, it means spending per person in the Texas Medicaid program could be capped according to how much we spent in 2016. And as Ann Dunkelberg with the Center for Public Policy Priorities puts it, that has a lot of problems.
If we use 2016 Medicaid spending as the starting point for what Texas gets from now until perpetuity, then some of the problems are, one is the pediatric rate cuts that we talked about. So in 2016, we had axed those rate cuts, and we had, you know, many children with developmental delays and disabilities not able to access the services they need.
Also in 2016, Texas hadn't effectively made life-saving hepatitis C treatments available in the Medicaid program. Behavioral therapies, which are often used by children with autism, also weren't rolled into the program by 2016. Dunkelberg says not funding these specific areas and others could be baked into our program for a long time.
You know, even though your Medicaid program as Texas or any other state may have included some policies in 2016 that you had no intention of making permanent, that were negative for access to care and for care outcomes, you're going to be stuck with them.
Dunkelberg also points out that cuts like this are going to be felt by very vulnerable populations. Texas Medicaid takes care of 3 million children in the state. It pays for half the births, and it takes care of our very poor and disabled populations.
What advocates are saying is hands off Medicaid. Medicaid should not be on the table. It was not part of the Affordable Care Act. So you're not fixing the Affordable Care Act by cutting the Medicaid program and taking care away from the populations that we've talked about.
According to the Congressional Budget Office, Texas could lose an average of $1.5 billion a year for its Medicaid program. Someone close to this process has suggested those Medicaid cuts are not currently in the Senate bill. However, this bill is not done yet, so that could change. But we might not know until the bill gets its first vote in the Senate. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.